I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's circle back to our top story, which today remains the fiscal mess in Washington. Yes, the debt limit is raised and the shutdown is over, but the dysfunction of the past 2 weeks is now part of how the world sees America. As we heard earlier, President Obama thinks it's even emboldened our economic competitors, like China. Well, one place to see how that's playing out is Kenya. Kenya is a key player in international trade, both as a gateway to Africa and as a conduit for African export goods. And China is a big player in Africa's economy. Ali Kansachu is a business analyst in Nairobi. Tell us first, Ali Khan, what did this debt debacle and shutdown do to the U.S. financial standing across the world?
Well, I think everyone has been just incredulous and watched this aghast as we've watched this dance at the very precipice, and then, you know, at the very last moment, a deal was struck. But I think, you know, absolutely everyone across the world is just horrified, I'm afraid. And I think there's very little that can change that perception. And the concern is that the rest of the world sees this state of dysfunction as the new American normal. And if that's the case, it seriously impairs the U.S. credit over the short, medium, and long term.
I mean, this went on for 16 days. Are you saying that by, say, day 14, that things were so bad that it pushed Kenyan businesses to look for investments elsewhere?
No one is sort of saying, you know, let's ditch the U.S., but I can guarantee you that this level of dysfunction would never be seen out of China. You know, China has in many ways floated Africa's boat. You know, there is a lot of cash that the Chinese are making available. You know, most African presidents dream their big dream and head to Beijing to try and get it fulfilled. This is not a likely thing when it comes to Washington because there isn't the money there and there is this level of dysfunction. So I think China becomes more attractive to African governments. However, I do think to African individuals, you know, we all still look to the U.S. For our culture and for a lot of other things.
It's interesting, Kenyans themselves have some very high-paid lawmakers, and Uhuru Kenyatta, the president, is the highest-paid head of state in the world relative to his country people. Mm. Do you think Kenyans have a unique window on the dysfunction of national leaders that kind of helps them understand organically what's been going on here, what had been going on here for the last 2+ weeks?
What a fascinating question. I imagine it does. I think, you know, we give our politicians a lot of leeway here. They're the most well-paid in the world when you look at it on a comparable basis. And the interest in Kenyan politics is just off the charts. The one local newspaper, Nation, makes more money than every newspaper in the USA put together.
Wow.
So there's a huge appetite for news. And I think in that context, you're quite correct. And that was a very interesting connection to make.
So tell us, what kind of advice do you want to give to U.S. lawmakers about debt default and shutdown? Because we all know they're going to be facing this again in a few months.
Well, it's going to be Groundhog Day, isn't it? And that's the other risk. And that's why I think it is a problem, because you can see, you can look down the road and see they just kicked the can down the road. They haven't got it fixed. So my advice would be, you know, this is playing with the faith and credit of the United States of America. It's not about a single party. It's about the USA. And, you know, if you look at it from that way, it's just not patriotic what's going on. It's not in the national interest what's going on. And they should put up and shut up. And if they want to fight a political war, go and fight it somewhere else. But if you're borrowing trillions of dollars from the rest of the world, and then you're telling people to butt out when they're forced to watch 14 days of complete farce, I think it really is a little bit rich.
Ali Kansachu, a business analyst in Nairobi, Kenya. Thanks so much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Marco.